After 36 years of waiting, the juice is finally loose again in Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, this time racking up $110 million in its premiere weekend. The long-awaited Tim Burton sequel is the third best opening weekend of the year, only behind box office triumphs Inside Out 2 and Deadpool and Wolverine. Michael Keaton returns as the titular spirit, and Catherine O'Hara and Winona Ryder also reprise their roles as Delia and Lydia Dietz, with newcomer Jenna Ortega playing the latter's daughter, Astrid. Willem Dafoe, Monica Bellucci, and Justin Theroux round out the cast. The Warner Brothers sequel is the second highest-grossing September movie of all time, only behind 2017's It, which opened with a staggering $123 million. The 2019 sequel, It Chapter 2 Inches, opened with $91 million and previously held the number 2 spot for September openings. The original Beetlejuice film earned a mere $8 million in its opening weekend in 1988, unadjusted for inflation, but went on to make $77 million in theaters domestically as it became a cult classic. "There's life in the afterlife," said Jeff Goldstein, distribution chief for Warner Brothers. "Many things have to happen simultaneously and all the stars are aligning." Goldstein, who confirmed the film's budget of $100 million, said the studio expected an opening weekend of between $80 million and $90 million. Given the early success, he said the film may get really long legs, with Halloween season approaching. Paul Dergarabedian, senior media analyst at Comscore, said September is not known as a hotbed of $100 million blockbuster debuts, but attributed part of the film's success to Burton's singular style and the star cast. In addition to the returning cast, Ortega, who starred in the Netflix series Wednesday, about the Addams Family character, likely brought in younger audiences. "If all this were a nostalgia play for people who saw the first movie, it wouldn't really necessarily work," Dergarabedian said. "Part of the magic formula of Beetlejuice Beetlejuice is having a great cast of a revered generation of actors and then having young actors who are making their own mark." The electric opening weekend kicks off the fall movie season with a bang after a sleepy Labor Day weekend and a relatively slow August that saw newer films struggle as holdover movies ruled the box office. Beyond Beetlejuice, Deadpool and Wolverine placed second on the box office charts, making $7.2 million in its seventh weekend. Its cumulative domestic total is now $614 million. Reagan, the Dennis Quaid-led biopic about the 40th U.S. president, continues to beat expectations. Climbing the ranks to third place in its second weekend, the film made $5.2 million. Alien, Romulus, and It Ends With Us, two more holdovers from the summer, came in fourth and fifth place, respectively. The sci-fi horror film brought in $3.9 million and the romance drama brought in $3.8 million. The only other new release of the weekend to make it on the box office rankings was The Greatest of All Time, an Indian Tamil-language science fiction action film. The movie stars Joseph Vijay and was directed by Venkat Prabhu, who is known for directing and writing other Indian action films. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. Read also, David Furnish says making a doc about his husband Elton John was a revelation one. Beetlejuice Beetlejuice, $110 million.2. Deadpool and Wolverine, $7.2 million.3. Reagan, $5.2 million. 4. Alien, Romulus, $3.9 million. 5. It Ends With Us, $3.8 million. 6. The Forge, $2.9 million. 7. Twisters, $2.3 million. 8. Blink Twice, $2.1 million. 9. The Greatest of All Time, $2 million. 10. Despicable Me 4, $1.8 million. Caitlin Huamani, The Associated Press.